All right, let's start the let's take the Gemara here, Mem Aleph on the left at the bottom. All right, so I was picking up on a case in the two cases in the Mishnah. All right, let's just review the Mishnah quickly. Two cases in the Mishnah are as follows. Mona li biyadacha. Okay, Omar lo hain. So the first case is he says to him, "You have my money in your hands." And he says, "Yes, it's true." Well, Amalo to Neuli. Then the next day he says, "Pay up the money that you admitted that you're holding." So he says to him, "Nisatid Rafa, I already gave it to you." Okay, Potter. That's the first case. That's the first case in the Mishnah. So he's Potter because he's a Kofar Bar Kol. Okay. Then it says, "Ein lecha biyadi." I'm sorry. Yeah, "Ein lecha biyadi chayos." So, no, I'm sorry. If he says, "I already gave it to you," so he's believed that he paid, right? But if he says, "I don't have anything," so he already admitted to having it. Okay, now mona li biyadacha. Right, so he can't be kofar by calling him. Mona li biyadacha omar lo hein. Next case, he said, "You have my money in your hands," and he says, "It's true," but now he puts a stipulation: "Al titnehu li ela be'edim." So when he gets him and he admits that he has his money, he says, "Okay, but you don't pay me back without edim." All right. The next day he says, "Give it to me," and he says, "I gave it to you." So now he's chayav, right? Why? Because he made the stipulation that he has to pay him back with edim. Okay, so those are the two cases in the Mishnah, and they'll come into play in this Gemara. Yeah.
Virtually the circulation of aluminum.
All right. Well, interesting question. It comes up. We'll take it up a little later, I think. Is how can the creditor, how can the malveh create a new stipulation after the loan was already made? It's an interesting question. It's a machlokas in the Rishonim. The machlokas in the Rishonim. And the Ritva says yes, the Rashba about this, and he wasn't satisfied with his answer. It's interesting, yeah, a little interesting question of it. So we'll have to take it. I think it'll come up. We'll see when we get going over it. But let's take a look at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Hamalve es chaveru be'edim, tzorach lefaro be'edim." Okay, if somebody lends his friend money in front of witnesses, so that creates an obligation for the payment of the loan to be dafka with witnesses. Okay. Yeah. Ki amrise. So when I said this in front of Shmuel, he said to me, "Okay, so the guy can say a page in front of him," and they're gone.
Autonomy.
Right. So it doesn't mean too much. What's that? No, that's an interesting question. Doesn't say they died. It says that they left in Medina Sinai. Question about it. They went overseas. Overseas. Right. Question about if if you say that they died. I think the Rashba says that's not good. They have to be discoverable in some sense. But what's it's a machlokas over here. It's a machlokas, Ravasi and Shmuel essentially. Right? Ravasi held no, but that answer is not good. They have to substantiate the payment with Aiden. Right. And Shmuel says, no, that stipulation does not prevent the lover from claiming that he fulfilled it. Now, the secondary question is, can that be a migun also? If he says, I just paid you, you have the can he say, well, I could have said I paid you in front of Eidim. Can you extend Shmuel's din to Amigo?
Right. Law didn't have to make that claim.
Right.
Could have been.
Could have made the claim. That becomes an interesting question. Okay, but I just want to get some more facts straight. So, because there are two, like I said, there are two versions of this question, and the Rishonim deal with both of them kind of together. So, let's just get the basic shot straight. So, Tanai is like this. So now the Gemara says, Tanan. Let's try to prove it from the Mishnah. Mona li biyada hain. Lamacha Rashi, Nisatav Right. So, how do they know that he's Tovei? That would help. Yeah, sorry. He says Girsas, Sefer Girsas. I don't know what that is. First one is Sefer Mitzvos, Sefer Rambam, Lo Bifnei Eidim. That makes sense. Unless you say also, I think it's a general rule, you don't say Hodah counts unless it's in front of Eidim. Also, I think I just say Mishatani, but yeah. Okay, so the case is it's in front of it. Otherwise, he could still deny it, would you? So anyway, so what does that do with anything? So he's saying, you see from here that since he demanded it from him in front of Edom, that's equivalent to lending him in front of Edom. And it says he's potter. Yeah. Baha given the Tavi be Edom, Vahodelo Bifnehem, command the Ose be Edom Dami.
Equation.
It's what?
Funny equation.
It's a funny equation, yeah. So you want to say that if he lends him in front of Edom, he has to pay him back in front of Edom. So the Mishnah says he admitted to the loan in front of Edom. In other words, they're learning there's no difference between, it's not a din of establishing the loan in a certain under certain conditions, initiating the loan under certain conditions. It is establishing the loan in certain conditions. Establishing the veracity of the event of the loan under certain conditions. What's the difference if you can establish the loan took place through a? The only thing is if the loan is provable through Edom, then you have to undo the you have to satisfy the Edom. They're not differentiating between. They're not saying it's a din of the condition of the making of the loan. They're saying any loan that's substantiated by Edom has to be paid back by Edom. That's the way they interpreted Ravasi.
I think it sounds like at this point it's really about
Yeah.
like Mars holding once get beaten.
Yeah, it's true. Definitely in terms of this Havamina of a Tiyufta, the Gemara is learning that it is the fact that it is established by Edom that he has his money, that itself takes away his ability to claim that he paid.
Right. Right. I think it's sort of a sentence.
The mouth is like a mitzvah. It's an interesting question. Okay, let's go first. The Gemara says, Tiyufta, the Ravasi, Amalof Ravasi, Onoki Omre. So he says, no, it's not a din, like Aaron's saying. It's not like objectively it shifts the burden of proof because the underlying loan is established through Edom. Now it makes him the Malveh, like a Muktzeh, so to speak. That's not the din. That's true. If that were the case, you could be that could be created midway, right? It could be created at any point, as long as there's a chazakah. That he has his money, as long as it's established by Edom that he has his money, the only way to remove that reality is through Edom. That would be established even after the loan was made. But he says that's not the din. That's not the That's not what necessitates Adam. What necessitates Adam is basically some kind of a requirement that an extra requirement that the Malva insists upon he says, well, let's just read it. The only time I say he has to pay back with Adam is when he makes the loan with Adam. Why? Below Lididehimne. Now, what does that mean? It means he does not trust him. Who doesn't trust who? No, the Malva doesn't trust the Lova. He doesn't trust the Lova to admit that he has the loan. He's worried that he's going to lie about it. Right, so therefore, the low lididei himne. Right, so if the malva expresses his doubts in the trustworthiness of the lova when he makes the loan, that's what demands edus in the paying back. Not totally clear what the connection between those two things is, but it's not a din. It's not an intrinsic din. It's not an objective din in like Aaron's saying in the Fezkas Momon. It's not an intrinsic din in the Fezkas Momon. It's really even with Adam, he has Nemonas to say that he paid it back, which is interesting. Even with Adam, he has Nemonas to say he paid it back. But it's because even if the loan is established with Adam, meaning you can prove that he has his money via Aiden. That would be Oda. He still can pay it back without Aiden. The only time he needs Aiden to pay back is where Meikora, expressed some lack of credibility, huh?
That's true.
So it means say, it's like an. Well, the question is, what is that? What exactly is that Machayev? Let's just run through the rest of the factors. So now it goes like this. Rav Yosef Masni Hachi. This is a slightly different version of the exchange between Rav Yehuda and Rav Asi and Shmuel. Okay. The first way was, again, that Rav Asi said, whenever you lend with Adam, you have to pay back with Adam. And Shmuel says, you could just say, I gave the Adam and they're gone. I paid with Adam and they're gone. Okay. The second way is like this. Okay. So in other words, what's Shmuel's argument? In other words, what's the basic star of Shmuel? Let's just say that. Just in terms of the form of the argument, right? In other words, how would you define Rav Asi versus Shmuel? The role of Adam for Rav Asi versus Shmuel. Okay. So well, there are two ways to understand it. Because Rav Asi is saying what? Yosef, what did you say? Really? In other words, Rav Asi is saying basically you can create a situation where the Malve, you can create a situation where the satisfaction of the debt must be only via. In other words, the satisfaction of the loan must be with Adam. So therefore, if you come to Basin and you claim that he owes you money, okay, unless he can, he'll either have to pay you. There's two ways to satisfy that debt. Like Yeshua, there's two ways to satisfy the debt. Either payment or Adam. Either payment in front of Basin or Adam. In other words, but that's basically more or less what Rav Asi is saying. Whereas Shmuel is saying, at best, all you can do is make a Tanai that the payment must be with Adam. The payment must be with Adam, but not the satisfaction of the debt. So therefore, the guy said, just like he can say, I paid you, he can say, and I paid you with the condition that you stipulated. Right? Yeah, it's just a connect. Just like, no, is the Tanai is not going to be more stringent than the underlying Chov. So he's saying basically that's the question. Can you create a stipulation or create some kind of din that demands uh, that 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 his chayvus is not satisfied without avos? Or can you just make tack on conditions of the maisa of payment? But if you have nemunas on the maisa of the payment, so you have nemunas conditions too. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Conditions.
That's right. So it's a different kind of a debt that can only be satisfied with is. I think the Ritva puts it the best. If you want to take a look at the way the Ritva describes the din, he says like this. The Ritva says, the Rashba and the Ritva are basically in the same gavna over here, but the Ritva says, for Ravasi, Pirish. Sarach levarer pirono be'edim velo sagi lomer parasi be'edim. You know, you have to be able. That's the din. The din is not that you pay me back, but that you have to be able to be mevarer the piron. That's the demand. I demand the only satisfaction of the debt will be through birur edim.
More secure,
right? As opposed to saying, "You're the maisa of the piron has to be done b'fnei." It's not a condition. It's a condition of the discharge of the debt, not a condition of the payment of the debt. Okay, so it's a more secured instrument. So that's the first. So anyway, so the first way is that what, according to Rav Asi, just the fact that he made the payment in front of Eden is enough to be mechayev him to pay it back in Eden, in front of Eden. And Shmuel says, just because he made the loan in front of Eden doesn't change the fact of doesn't prevent him from claiming. Now the question is like this: for Shmuel, right? So the Ron says, I don't know if the other Rishonim disagree with this or not. I'm not clear. The Ron says, He's just answering Rav Asi. Really, really, Shmuel. He doesn't even have to pay him back in front of me.
So you just want to you like
right. Mustafa, that's what he, that's right. I'm saying just because there's Adem, yeah. the only thing, even if I agree with you that the Adem lending in front of Adem creates some Adem requirement, it's not going to transform the whole nature of the loan. Right. But, right. Right, but Enoch Hanami, according to Shmuel, you don't need any Adem. That's the way the Ron learns. Not totally clear how the other Sharma goes. It's not mashma that way from Tosis, though, right? Because Tosis wants to say it's a migu for Shmuel. But it does sound like he's learning that there is some din of paying back for it. But again, we'll have to figure it out. I'm sorry, it's the Ritva. The Ritva says it. He says, ubevadai lahai lishna kama, at least for this lishna kama, l'ravcha de milsa nokat hai lishna. Ulahotzi mi libo shor of asi. The uludidei, if you lo amar ella parasa, beini veinach, ne'eman, I don't know, I can't tell, there's something wrong there. Bishuas hesed, huh? Ne'eman, says ne'enun. The hatayim of the shmul, mishum da malves, chayav eidem. Boy, there's a lot of mistakes. It should be ein tzarach, right? Ein tzarach lepar of eidem. I can figure it out. It says inami, but it says aleph nun, but it should be aleph tzarach. Anyway, it's more fun this way. Kidama Ravasi Galishna Vasra. Yeah. Okay, good. So that's clear. He's saying pointless, there's no machaya, there's no need to stipulate anything about Aiden according to Shmuel. Galishna Vasra gets a little more maybe required. Okay, so let's take a look at the Lishna Vasra. So now the Lishna Vasra is Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Ravasi, Amalvas Khara Be'edim, Ainot Sarach Leforo Be'edim. So now he is saying you don't need Adam just because you lent in front of Adam. That itself doesn't demand the payment be made in front of Adam, right? V'im Omar al tifra'eni ella be'edim tzarach leforo be'edim. Okay, that sounds good. Who could argue with that? If he says only pay me back in front of Adam, then he needs to pay him back in front of Adam. Okay. Yamrisa kamei de Shmuel Omar li. So now he says, now it makes sense. Shmuel is saying, yes, it's true, he has to pay him back in front of Adam, But he could say, I paid you back in front of Adam and they left town. Right? So, but basically, the difference between this girsa and the first one is whether there's an automatic fee of to pay back in front of Adam, whether Avasi's din of having the debt satisfied via Birur Adam is an automatic fee of once you lend in front of Adam, right? Or if it's only something that you can and stipulate, you have to specifically stipulate al tifra'eini elevate. Just because you took out the loan in front of Adam, right? But in either case, rule holds you can never basically elevate it to this super secure type of a loan. And either there's no requirement of paying back in front of Adam, or you can say it was just a tonight and I fulfilled it. Right? Okay. Tanakh, when Monali, let's just get this. Omar lo hain. So now he takes the second case of the mission. Omar lo al titnei li ela bifnei Adam. Lamochar Omarlo, Tanayuli, Nisantiv Lakha. So that sounds like a Tiyofdishmo. Does it? Does it? The case in the Mishnah is where he says, you owe me money, and he says, yes, I do. And then he tells him, okay, make sure when you pay me back, you pay me back in front of Adam. Okay. And then the next day he comes to collect and he says, I paid you back. So the Mishnah says he's chayiv because he had to pay back in front of Adam.
You're going to agree.
So that's what I mentioned before. That's a machlokas in the Rishonim. Does it mean here, did he have to agree to the extra stipulation or can a malva always just insist on it in front of Adam? Okay, so one second. So now, yeah, so it's a tiyuv to the Shmuel. Yeah, why is it Tiyuv to Shmuel? Amalach Shmuel. Yeah, so why is it Tiyuv to Shmuel? Yeah. Yeah, see the toast of the Tiyuv to Shmuel? He says, Tame, my Kushio, Doma Nasat Shalom Koma. No, because Shmuel holds, if the guy says, I paid you back with Adam, you'll be potter.
We have to say what they didn't want to do to
Yeah, so maybe that's why he's chayav over here in the Mishnah.
Because he didn't say it.
Of course, he didn't say that. Shmuel just says, you can say, I paid you back in front of Adam and they left town. So the Mishnah doesn't have that. Maybe that's why he's chayav. And if he would have said that, he'd be put there.
Shmuel still get it.
If the guy says, only paying him back with Adam.
He wants you to claim.
So he says, Yeshlom with Shmuel Hochikom, Bitoch Shiyachal Loma Porasicha Bithne Ploni Uploni, Vahokulahem, Lamidiasayam, Ki Omer Nan Porasicha Bainu Vainatsmach, Nemamamigo. So that's a good riot. Now he's saying, so maybe you'll say like this, that when Shmuel, since Shmuel holds, you can say, I paid you back in front of Ploni and Ploni, and they left town, and that would be, then he'd be Potter. So then according to Shmuel's logic, if he says, I paid you back privately, he should also be Pater, the migu that he could have said, I paid you back in front of them. So therefore, since the Mishnah says, Yechayev, so you see Shmuel's wrong. But Shmuel, in other words, Shmuel's din, of the fact that I could have said, Parasicha, means now, we did migu that he could say, I paid you back privately. It's a meager because he could have said something that got him off the hook.
It's not as good. That
No one is saying that if he pays him back without Adam, it's not a payment. Man. He's just telling him, don't pay me back without Adam. But Lu
Yitzur,
yeah, he paid him back. And the guy admits he got the money back, but he said, but you gave it back to me without Adam. He's definitely. Going to be caught. He's definitely caught. Okay, so then you have to return them. At worst, you have to return to him the money. But what was it? But he's not Malchol, believe me. The Lord is not Malchol. Yeah, but still, Al Tifrani of the Adam, it's an interesting question. It doesn't mean that it's a condition, but if the condition is, if the underlying payment is satisfied and the condition is not met,
So,
It's not like a payment didn't occur.
It's not like we have to give. It's still Russia. It's still again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not like
That's what you asked me earlier. Hey, look, let's put it this way. Once the guy accepts the payment, he's no longer tonight.
That's what I meant.
Is that what you meant? That's what you meant by Mr.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Absolutely. The point is like this. He's making a claim now that could satisfy the loan if it was true.
Yes.
Right? And he had another thing, and he had another way to, he had another taina that would have been believed.
Right.
So since he had another taina that would have been believed, he should be believed on this taina. I'm just saying amigo, I'm not saying anything special. That's Tosa's question. So he says, if you're not going to say migu, then what's the kasha on Shmuel?
Right.
The Mishnah is telling you because he didn't pay it with the conditions. If you're going to say migu, then you'll understand the Mishnah. You understand the tiyufta from the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Right. He says, umihu, rav papa besamach vade leis lehai migu. I'll have to get to him in a minute. That's going to be difficult. Okay, we know the first of Shmuel. Yeah. So how are you going to do it? That's too complicated with them. So what's the beer of Adam if they're going to be as I am? But he means to say that it's possible. Oh, you mean, I'm sorry, you're right. You mean to say that the Maksha is saying the Pshat in the Mishnah is basically just Ravasti.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
For some reason, that's why it's Maksha.
That's why it's Maksha. Right. But, right. But it sounds like he's saying that, it sounds like he's not sure whether Shmuel holds his amigo.
Right.
Yeah, the Rosh raises that question too. He mentions, like you're saying, that it's a better claim. It's you're insulating yourself more if you claim it was done privately.
Right.
Because if you claim it was done in front of other people, then maybe they'll turn up.
Right.
He has to give specific names. Right. 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 Yeah. Okay, so that's one question we'll have to deal with. Is there a possibility of a meeting here? Yeah, 1 second. Right. He says, Yesh Lomar, Dane Zen Migu, Tov, Yosa Noch Lomar, Parasifa, Beni Lvinefa, Vishochachti Hasra, Shehisrisa Bi. Yeah, I forgot. I paid you. I forgot. The Parocha Be'edim, Mimashe Yomar, Parasicha Be'pnei Ploni Uploni, Umesu. He has that too. Yom Ra'olam, Harotzel Shaker, Yachit Edav. That's what people say. When you want to lie, get rid of your Edim. The Tema, okay, so anyway, we'll have to take a look at that. But again, this is kind of just trying to get everything straightened out here. Yeah, Yosef. Let's go a little later. So he says, that's the Kash on Shmuel. So Amalach Shmuel Tanaihi. No, it's really a Machlokas Tanaim. The Tanya, Be'edim, Hilvisicha, Be'edim, Parali. Oh, ye tain, oh, yavi raya, shenosan. So that's clear. Levara, the svar of Levara. Rabbi Yudim and Maseir Omer, yachol lo mer lo, prasich, b'nei ploni uploni, v'hochol lem, v'yaseyam. Yeah. So, the Gemara says, so that's what Shmuel is going to have to say. He said, you're right. The Mishnah is mashma, like you said, that it's Levara, svar of Levara. But I'm holding like another Tana. I'm holding like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. And he says openly, you can say, I paid so-and-so, I paid in front of so-and-so, and they left. Okay, Porach Rav Acha, Mimai de Bishat al Vokoi. So he's going back to the Kasha against Shmuel, right? How do you know that the Mishnah is talking about? I'm sorry, on this case, on the case of the Machloket Tanaim. Right, he's asking on Shmuel's Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. Mimayde b'shas al vorkoi. Right, Dilma b'shas tevia koi. V'ochi karmalu. Love the Edom, didn't I lend it to you with Edom? The Edom for ani, right? So maybe it goes like this. Maybe this machlokas tanoim of the Edom hilvisicha, porali, doesn't mean that he did the loan. Doesn't mean he said when he made the loan, pay me back with Edom. If when he made the loan, he said pay me back with Edom, then everybody would agree. Like Ravasi, right? This is talking about where he says when he comes to collect, he says, "Look, I made the loan with Edom. You had to pay me with Edom, but that wasn't actually the stipulation of the loan. That's just what the Malva is saying when he is Tovea, right?"
So it's essentially a presentation account.
Basically, right. But he just made the loan in front of Edom, but he never made any no stipulation. Right.
So it's not allowed.
Well, I always want to know if Rav Papa can find a Tana. I'm sorry, you want to know if Shmuel can find a Tana that says, even though you made the loan with the stipulation of that the payment has to be in front of Edom, that you can still claim I paid Edom and they left him. Right? So he's saying, yeah, I found Rav Yehuda ben Bezalel, who says exactly that. Right? But it's not so clear that it's actually the case of where the loan was made with the stipulation. Maybe the Mishnah is describing a case. Right, maybe Rav Yehuda's case is Bishas Tavia Koma, like Rashi says. In the Havamina, it was when it says Be'edin Hilvisicha, Rashi says Kosokadayt Bishas Halvo Akoi. Right. If Shmuel wants to bring a riot to his side, he needs a Tana that says, even though you made the loan in front of Edom and said, only make payment with Edom, he can still claim I paid the Edom and they left in front of Edom and I left town. Right? So he has to say that the Mishnah is talking about Bishas Halvo Akoi. But Omar Leh, Re'ei Shebe Edom Hilvisicha. Take a look, I'm lending you in front of Edom. You have to pay me in front of Edom. Okay? Then it would be then Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra would be Shmuel, right? But the Gemara says no. Maybe this Brayso is talking about Shas Tavia, meaning when he dragged him to Beistin, Vizeh Omer Parasicha. The guy said, "I already paid you." He said, "One second, I lent you with money. I lent you with Adam. You should have paid me with Adam, right?" But he never said that Bishas Alva, and that's the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda ben Becerra says. He can say, I paid you in front of Adam and they left town. Yeah, but that would still be an interesting sheet to them. What? That would
still not.
So it would not. It would seem it would be saying that it's like Shmuel's interpretation of Ravasi according to the Shulchan. Right. In other words, since I made the loan in front of Adam, there is an obligation to pay in front of Adam, but not an obligation of Birur Adam.
Right,
I mean, well, isn't it the exact same question? Yeah, I don't know. I raised that same question. Right. Right. Correct. Correct. Right. You could say the same thing for Rebbe ben Becerra, just saying the time type of thing. Doesn't mean he really owes you to pay back from the name at all. Right. But anyway, it would be no proof to Shmuel that even with the stipulation of paying and that you have to pay for the name, you can still make this thing. Could be. That's right. That's what he says. He says if it wasn't for, if, right. V'yamama lo tifeini ela be'edim. Guys, go. I lost the spot. Right. Dilma b'shas tevia koi b'holchik amalei lav be'edim hilvi siicha be'edim hoyer l'chol lefor ani. But if it was b'shas alva, everybody would agree chayav. Now be a tiyuf to the Shmuel, right? Okay, good. Omar Rav Papi mishmei the Rava ilchaso hamalves chaver be'edim sarach lefor be'edim. Yeah.
Mishnakama.
Like Ravasi in Mishnakama. Rav published made the Rav Omar Malvaskleratum Ain Sarfaradim. Vim Omar Al Tifraini Elevatim Sarach Leforo Be'edim. Vim Omar Lo Parasicha Bifne Ploni Uploni Vahochu Lem Dinasayam. Ne'eman or lo ne'eman? So 1 second. So what would that be? What would be the second way? Rav Papa is saying in the name of Ravo, if he lends him in front of Edom, so that's we skip the Lishna Kama, right? We're going to go. We're not going to go like the Lishna Kama. So just the fact that it's in front of Edom doesn't create any requirement, right? But if he says, only pay me back with Edom, so then it's the question, is it basically Ravasi or Shmuel? Right? If you're going to say that he says, I paid you and they left, and he's Naaman, that's Shmuel, right? And if he's going to say, ain't no Naaman, then he's sticking with Ravasi.
Right, but even if you say Naaman Shmuel, you're still saying there's no clear ego. Because you have that midnight clause, which says, you come out with an even sacrifice of Aden.
That's correct.
It has to be.
So that's what Tosus is bringing in over there, right?
Yeah.
He says, Neil Rav Papa Besamo. What Girsa does he have? It would seem he's taking the Girsa of Naaman, right?
It's more.
Right. Otherwise, he has nothing to do with Shmuel. Right. So 1 second. So he says, let's just work through the logic. So he says, Neil Rav Papa Besamo Vade Lesley Haimigu. Right. And he's learning like Shmuel, apparently. Right. The Pligi Shmuel. So you're gonna have to say, be dochuk to say that they're arguing within Rabbi Yehuda and Sarah.
Doesn't mean
Right. But oh, the Shmuel, we know the Faresh, Divrei Shmuel Kach, Me'acha Sheraf Papa Leisle Hai Svara.
how do you know Shmuel?
Right.
Republican,
Right.
whereas
Yeah. So therefore, he wants to say that basically Shmuel, it makes more sense to say Shmuel doesn't have the Negro, just like Rav Papa doesn't have the Negro. Yeah. Now, on this last case, in terms of the Psak, it's the most astounding Rambam, probably one of the most astounding Rambams I've seen. You see this Rambam? Talks a lot. He says, in Tesvav Aleph, Hamal in Malvavalova, Hamalvasvav Eden Varmalo Al Tifreini Elevaden. Okay, so there are a couple of problems with Rambam. So, first of all, he says, Bain Shamalo Bashasal Va, Bain Shamalo Achar Halva. Okay. Tzorach lefaro be'edim mipnei ha'tanai. So the Rishon bothered, how can he create a new Tanai after the Havah? But it sounds like the Rambam is saying, whether it's made at the time of the Havah or afterwards, he can still create the Tanai that the payment must be in front of Edim. Yeah, so that's what the Ritva and the Rashba are bothered by. How can he up the ante, so to speak, after the loan was made? Now he says, "Ta'an he doesn't have any differentiation between the two. Ne'eman. So he takes the girsa ne'eman. Okay. All of this is ne'eman. He says. Okay, so then it gets into later questions about what if he stipulates the specific people. Okay, now he says like this: Yesh nuschaos min haTalmud shekosav bohen haomer lechavera al tifreini ela be'edim. That's all chabez. V'amar lo parasicha b'fnei ploni ploni v'ochol lemdi zayam eino ne'eman. So the Rambam says there were girsas like that. V'tos sofrim he. Lefikach to'u hamorim al pi oson hasvan. So he says it was a gear mistake. The kvar chokarti al hanuschos hayishanos umotzosi bohen shehu neman. I looked into, I investigated the old girsas, and the proper word is neman. Vihigia liyadi b'mitzrayim miktsas talmud yashan kosov al agvilim. Kimosha Yuksu Kosvin Kodum Lizman Zeb Korov Mechomesh Me'el Shana. And then I got in Mitzrayim some Talmuds, old Gemaras written on Gvil. I guess they didn't do that back then anymore. Really? I guess so, right. So this is over 500 years, about 500 years old. And Shtei Nuschos Matzosi Me'el Gvilim Be'alach Hazu. Interesting. I'm not sure what the differences were, but in this case, they were in agreement. I guess so.
I guess so,
right. Right. Interesting. Umipne ta'azeshi ira lemiktas hasfarim, horu miktas hagaonim, sheim omar lo al tifrenil, bifne ploni, upar bifne acherim, shein on neman. Alpha p, shevi ha'edim, sheparo bifneim. Wow. Begamzu ta'az gedolo. That's even crazier, no?
Yes.
That's like Yosef's case. Vadina emes shim bo edim shapo b'fneim nifta v'ein kan makom chashash. Gam ha'horo hazos al pi sifreim shkos b'fneim ba'osu shomar v'l'chavero horani b'fnei edim sheshonu halachos v'holach u'paro b'fnei edim v'zu tos svarim hi u'matozi gevilim kosov ozo pore b'einil v'ein l'dilei. I went up to those cases. But anyway, wow. Yeah, the Rams now is like an archaeologist. Afal pi shehasaforim hamugohim kmosha marnu kach yira miderech haTalmud. What does he mean by that? I mean, even though that's the way it is, right? He's like taking away your excuse for making a mistake. Right. HaTalmud v'o devarim shel dasein. Wow, now he's really laying into them. V'chi ma hayelo lasos. Wow. Amar lo al tefreini b'edim. Paro b'edim. V'chi yesh lo leso ha'edim b'beis ha'soar kol yemeim shlo yelchu. So what's the guy supposed to do? Lock up the edim?
I mean,
it was
really,
it should
be not arguing that he saw his chief.
Is he going crazy on the other ones, or which one is he really going after? The last one? Vote in Mesu Mayasu, Nimsa Porea Pam Akar Pam Li Ola Machi of the Adim? Im Kane, who Nasazu Adus Bishtar. But Nimsuze, Kavan Sharmalo, Altifrani Il Adam, Nasus Malva Bishtar. They Mishola Alibo. So then he basically converted into like a star. Elevadi, Momolo, Bifne, Ploni, Uploni. Who Hifsalam Asmo, Shapar Bifne, Acher, and Vahokulam. I think he's going more in the case where the guy says only in front of these two guys. I think that's the one he's really going after. Because it's not going into the Ravasi Shmuel thing. I'm not really up on that last case. That's later on in the Gemara. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the pshat basically. Okay, but there's an interesting machlokas in the Rishonim on what is the what's the svar over here of Ravasi? I mean, that's the question, right? What's the svar of Ravasi? So, So I don't know, did you guys see the Rashba? Basically, the Rashba and the Ran have a basic question here. So the Rashba says like this. He says, "Nearly Pirashmuazu came Amalves Havero be'edim." This is on the first gear. So Shehemid Edim b'Havah Dehavilei Ki'ilu Omar Le be'edim Ani Malveoscha be'edim Prali. Okay. It's as if he says to him, it's like an implicit tonight. That's basically what he's learning. It's like an implicit tonight. And that's the way he's learning the expression. Well, he says, Lafika, O Yitain, O Yavi Raya Shinosa. Afilu Omar Lo Parasikh Pony Ploni. The whole chalom of yam, it's not going to count. The ilu hoya neman lomar parasicha ploni ploni, afilu b'omer parasicha b'ni ilu v'noch gam kein neman mishumigo. That's what he wants to say. He's saying if you're going to be believed, in other words, basically saying that that when he makes the loan. He's saying, look, I'm making the loan in front of Edom. Why am I making the loan in front of Edom? That's like a quality in this halva. I'm embedding a certain nature in this is a halva bifnei Edom, and and that implicitly is saying all of the aspects of the halva must be be'edus.
You don't trust that.
Right.
You don't trust it.
So that's the interesting thing, right? That's the interesting thing, though. In other words, the not trusting knows. Yeah, I don't trust you. Correct. So what is the fact that I don't trust you have to do with paying back with Adam? Meaning to say, I don't want you to be able to claim that you paid me back. Right. So once he creates the loan bifnei Edim, that expresses a certain stance, and it basically defines all of the ma'aseh halva must be under edus, must be verifiable. So I want to make sure that the making of the loan is verifiable, and it must be a verified payment. It must be a verified payment. That's but it's basically a Tanai that he's saying. And he's saying, and therefore, anything less, even if therefore you can't say that it's just a condition of payment, because then it undoes the need, it undoes the verification, because migu will kick in. It's interesting how he's like using the fact that a migu would work to negate it. He's saying, look, he wants verification. So if it's just it can't be that he's just stipulating the money be paid in front of Adam, because that would undo the verification, because he could just claim that as a, he can claim I fulfilled that condition. So it must be he's taking the whole thing up to a different level. Right? Like the first time you see the guy's aware of a migu. He knows this possibility. It's interesting. Yeah, he says, Viteda, he says, Lahai Lishna, Amalva Savero Be'edim. He says, I'll prove it to you. According to this Lishna, okay, this is the first Lishna. Lerav Ashi, he says, all right, Ka'omar Lo, Al Tifra'eni Ella Be'edim, the Lishna Basra. So he wants to say there's an equation. Right. Now, in this Lishna, when he makes the loan in front of Edom, it's the same as the next Lishna where he says, Al Tifri'ini elevate. Right. Daha time mishum to right. So therefore he wants to say, like just like there's no migu over there, right? There's not going to be migu over here. And just like that claim won't work there, it's not going to work here. He says, "V'Shmuel Omar Kevin Shelo Hisna Imo Beferush Shelo Yifra'inu Ela Be'edim Neman Hu Lo Omar Parasicha B'fnei Ploni Ploni." That's basically the way he wants to say this machlokas. It's like a Tanai, and the question is, can you, can you say from the fact that he initiated the loan, be'edim, that like colors the entire transaction, the whole, right? Or do you say unless he stipulates it, it doesn't, it can't be this type. There's no such thing as, we'll have to think about it a little more, but basically you can't qualitatively change the nature of something without specifically stipulating. Yes, right. According to this list, that's a good chiluk, right? The second listener is saying, even though you were mafar, even though you were hisna b'feirush, you still can't demand. That's an interesting chiluk. Yeah. So one second, he says, "Bekevan afilu nami neman." Right. That's the first listener. Oh boy. Interesting. Mishum. No, it's taking it away. But he's saying Shmuel, according to this Lishna, right? Even if he said, oh, I'm sorry. Right. Even if he said, I paid you privately, right? Even right. Ploni, right. He doesn't have to say it, right? But if he made the stipulation, he wouldn't be able to make that claim obscene,
right?
Right.
The first question.
According to the version. Yeah.
According to the first question, we can implicitly have the. Can you also?
The Ran takes a totally different approach. The Ran takes an approach that is an umdin. It's an umdin of the Chachamim. It's an umdin of the Chachamim that the guy is not going to want to, since the Malva took it out with a loan, he's not going to want to pay it, took it out with Edim, he's not going to want to pay it back unless he can prove it. It's like a self-motivated umdin. Take a look at the Ran tomorrow. But that's a big machlokas. The Ran, the Rashba is learning it's a din tanai. I can see that approach. I could see that kind of a machlokas. In other words, can you transform the entire nature of the thing without a tanai mefurash? Shmuel say you can't. You can dress it up, you know what I mean? But you can't qualitatively change it without an express statement. And Ravasi is saying otherwise, but the Ran is a difficult the Ran is difficult Pisar, to learn the machlokas. Take a look at the Ran. That's right. Like an umdin of the Chachamim, the guy would never, once the loan was made to Edom, the guy would never do it without Edom because he'll have a bad word around him, about himself. He's not going to want to do it. So since we have an umdin, he won't want to do it. We say he didn't do it. The only advantage that the Ran has is he says he can answer up for the Rama. That's why you can change the game in the middle. Change the rules in the middle of the game. Yeah. Right, same amount. So for the Rashba, it's very hard. Because how do you make a new Tanai Halva in the middle of the Tanai, in the middle of Halva? Yeah.